And I'll tell you, Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai holds, Nidorim Nami, Sheroli Oris. If you have Nidorim, that was fit. For the Oris to be Mefer, is Nisroikna L'shutler Shusliav. Still, when the husband dies, it goes back completely to the father. The father takes over. That's Beis Shammai Svara. Then Nidorim Nami, or the Girsa should be, Shenira Lioris, that the Nidorim that was nearer to the Yoris is Nisroikna L'shus L'yav, even though the first husband heard about it in the morning, and when he heard about it, he was even made for it. Still, when he dies, the complete power now goes back to the father, so the father by himself could be made for the Nidorim. This is Beis Shammai Svara. L'shus U'megiz Gaius, and he holds like the Svara we had before, that there's a Svara of Megiz Gaius, that you like chop up the nether. That's Beis Shammai Svara. That when the husband in the morning made the afara, he like chopped up half of the nether. So half of the nether is taken off, but the other half that's there is still a complete nether. So therefore we say something strong here, so that when the husband dies, his power goes back to the father. That was Beis Shammai Svara. But Beis Hillel Savri, no. Aviha ubaila achra mefrina dareho. Beis Hillel says it depends. In a case where the first husband heard about the nether, and then he dies, so the father by himself cannot be made for the nedarim, because he says v'lo megas gayis. Beis Hillel does not hold the svar as megas gayis that you chop up the nether in half, but rather like we had before miklash kolis leli sura. According to Beis Hillel, when one makes tafara, he only weakens the whole nether. So here in the morning, the husband made tafara. He like weakened the nether. So what's left over, if the husband dies, that power does not go back to the father. Since it was Niklash Kolish, it weakened it, a weak nether like cannot go back to the father. Therefore, Beis Hillel holds that the father cannot be mefer by himself. Only we have this chiddush, like Shmuel says, that if she remarries that day, so since at the night time, like she has another partner, she has a husband, so now the father and the Baal together could be made for the Nedarim. Even though the father by himself cannot do it according to Beis Hillel, because we say Miklash Kolish, but I call upon him, if there is another husband there, like the next husband like takes over the Reshus of the first husband. So therefore it's like Reshutvis, they could do it together. The Ran says, you know, 5 lines from the big lines, well, Beis Hillel Savri, Aviha Ubaila Achra Mefrina Dereho. The father cannot be mefer by himself. Mishum the lav megas gayas. Tikashofa bal lo yishtaka pagod nidra. Because when the husband made the afar in the morning, he did not like take off half of the nether. Elokula nidra hu diiklish. Uklishusa lav maisa gomer. But rather, Beis Hillel holds that when one of them make afara, either the father or else the husband, they're maklish the whole nether. They make the whole nether a little bit weak. But it's not called a complete action yet. So therefore, therefore what the husband did by himself means nothing, unless it comes together with the father's. Hilkach, kozuman shleihoferav, kozuman the father did not make his afara, lo yistalek leoris mahay nidra, the first husband like does not go away completely here. Therefore, the last husband like takes over. Yeah. This is the way the Ran learns pshat. So that is another raya to Shmuel. So here we're talking about where she had one husband in the morning, and the husband heard about the neder, and the husband even went so far to make hafara, and then the husband dies. So Beis Hillel says that the father by himself now cannot be made for the Nedarim. That's Beis Hillel's sheet that we had before, that he holds, we don't say Nisroikna Rishus HaBaal Liyav. The father by himself cannot do it. However, if she remarries that day, and there is another husband, that husband and the father together could be made for the Nedarim. So we see clear like Shmuel, even though in the morning the first husband saw the Neder, and he had the power to be made for it, and even if he did make that for her, later, when she remarries to a second husband, the second husband like takes over, and he and the father together could be made for the Hanadar. So, Gemara, we have a question like this. Gerushin. Let's say the husband gives his wife a get. Kishtika Damya? Is that like Istan keeping quiet? Or else is it considered like a Hakoma, as if the husband now wants the nether to stay? That's called like a Hakoma. So Ram says like this, Ivorlihu. Gerishin Kishtika Damya like Hakoma Damya. Bishum the Chivan the Yod Oris. Till the boss of Gerishin. Since the husband knows that when he gives her a get, he won't be able to be made for the nether anymore. And the husband did not make hafara before he gave her a get. Is command the yukma l'nidrodomi. It's considered as if the husband says like he wants the nether to be. He wants the nether to be a good nether. Ki echad yamri to michiloi hafa b'yayim shemaya command the yukma domi. Just like we say when they hear about the nether, and 24 hours goes by without them doing something, that is automatically considered a hakama. Here also maybe, if the husband heard about the nether, and right away he gives his wife a get, that means that if he says, I want the nether to be good. Or else no, if the husband didn't do anything, so it says called kishtika, and he gave her a get, so far the husband goes away, and now the father by himself can be made for the nederim. So that's the question. Where she had a husband in the morning and he heard about the nether, and then he gave her a get. So after the get, true, he can't do anything anymore. The husband likes away. But the question is, though, if before he gave her the get, is it considered as if the husband was mekayim that nether? It's as if, like he says, I want the nether to stay. So even though later he gives her a get, and he goes away, but so what? He was already mekayim the nether, and now the father can't do anything. So that's the question. The husband doesn't say anything. He just gives his wife a get after he hears about the nether. Is that considered as if he wants to be the kind of nether? Or else we say no. There's no hakama here yet. It's just like a shtika. And therefore, when he gives her a get, he goes away, and now the father can take over. So more stuff like this. L'may nafkumina, what's the difference? Could go in shenodra, she made a nether. Fishoma baila begirsha. That the husband heard about it and gave her a get right away. Fiyahadre biyayme. And the husband remarries her that day. Is he yoma ma kishtika damya? If you want to say it's just called like he kept quiet, we don't see one way or the other way. So therefore, motzi meifala. You should know now that he remarried her, he's the husband, he could be made for her. There was no hakama yet, so therefore he could be made for her. So Ran says, Hai baila de kamri oris. Daf kohevi. We're talking about it's only an oris. Even a suya filled him slam with the garrison kashtika damya, hechi motzi mefer, if he shechaz of an isse, ain't about mefer bekaidmin. So talking about the zoni and oris here. The oris and the father. The husband only made kedushin to not make nisuyin. Now, vi the hadr of the erisim, but the chud yekib and the oris and mefer, the mashutfis here. So, kids, we're talking about this oris here. Vi hadr of yoyim, but the hochi nogi of yoyim, because if he did it tomorrow, so since the day passed by, that would automatically be like considered like hakama. That's the question, where the husband gave her a get, and then he remarried her that day. Is the omamar kishtika dam, if you want to say giving a get, is just like the husband is keeping quiet? If so, motzi mofalo. You should know he's allowed to be made for his wife, nether, because there was no hakama yet, and now that he remarried her, he could make that for him and the husband together, him and the father together. But if you want to say no, the fact that the husband went ahead and gave a get is considered like we see he wants to be make him the nether, he wants the nether to be a good nether, so then after he gives her a get, even though he goes away, when he remarries, but so what? He cannot make hakfor anymore because he was already making him the nether. The nether is a good nether, you can't go against the nether.